The next governor's election may be nearly 2 years away, but already Gar's name has been among a handful of Republicans mentioned as potential candidates. The 41-year-old from Peshtigo says he's flattered and might like to be governor someday, but he says now isn't the time.
While a lot of days I feel old on the inside, I'm still a pretty young guy. And I got a daughter who's a junior in high school and a son that's in seventh grade. And we just decided that in 2006 is not the right time.
Gard would have likely had to run against at least two Republicans to win the GOP primary. Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker announced his candidacy earlier this week. Green Bay Congressman Mark Green already filed the necessary paperwork. Gard says he's friends with both men and felt Green in particular needed to know where he stands.
We come from the same area. We've got a lot of the same friends, and a lot of those people were in awkward spots. So I just think out of fairness to those people, they need to know.
University of Wisconsin La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says it might have been tough for Gard to match the campaign war chests of the other candidates, especially incumbent Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Heim says Gard would have had his hands full doing his day job and raising money.
Being the Speaker of the Assembly is a very powerful position, but it's also very time-consuming. It requires a lot of time and effort, especially the next 6 to 9 months because of the budget situation.
But Gard may still run for a higher office in 2006. While the Speaker says he's committed to the state legislature for the time being, he won't rule out running for the congressional seat that would be vacated by Green. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.